Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Fairy tales and folk tales and personal stories and family tales and even a little music from time to time. And each story could spark a memory for you that you can share with the people that you love. Hear The Appleseed every Thursday at noon right here on the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
Nine minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 20th day of June, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE this morning, 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we're on the air, of course, at 103.3 FM. And, of course, if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always listen to us from our website. Just go to ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning because, as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station. So the video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're with us this morning, everybody, because coming up in the next few moments, I am talking about the new Art in the Heart project, the public art in downtown Farmington. We've been seeing these installations going up all up and down Main Street in downtown Farmington. And so we'll be talking a little bit about the idea behind that project and what all there is to it coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, later on this hour, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be talking to us about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including the cat you see on the screen right there. That's Cucumber, who's available for adoption. So we'll give you the details about Cucumber and some of the other animals coming up later on this hour at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE. Next hour at 9:06, Mick Hess will take over the studio. He is going roving with the arts today and featuring music from the great Beethoven. You'll hear that next hour right here on KSJE as well. Don't forget, we also invite you to connect with us on our other social media platform on Instagram, in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, well, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, and discover a new local program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is the day before the first day of summer, but it's already a warm morning, 69 degrees right now outside under mostly sunny skies. It's going to be a sunny and breezy day with a high of 89 in Farmington today, clear and 53 tonight. Sunshine again tomorrow with a high of 89 on Wednesday, 91 on Thursday, 87 on Friday and Saturday, 89 on Sunday. Next week, look at 94 beginning on Monday, mid-90s all of next week. Back with my guest to talk about art in downtown Farmington right after this. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the Harvest Food Hub, featuring local produce and goods located at 310 West Animas Street in downtown Farmington. The Food Hub is open Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6:30 p.m., Saturdays 11 to 3. The Food Hub accepts all forms of payment, including SNAP. SNAP recipients receive 50% off all produce. Weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly farm boxes will begin June 22nd with a discount farm box available for San Juan College students. SanJuanCollege.edu/harvestfoodhub. And we're back at Studio A this morning, again, talking about Art in the Heart, the Downtown Farmington Art Project. And my guest this morning, Karen Lupton, is here. She is the Farmington Downtown Coordinator with the City of Farmington. Good morning and welcome to KSJE. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. This is a really exciting project, and maybe I can say that because I wasn't having to coordinate it like you were. And now that it's maybe installed, you can maybe breathe a sigh of relief as well, that the art is up and it's on display.
Yes, it is.
And this is exciting. This came from, how did this all get started? I guess let's start at the beginning.
I think this actually started at the end of 2021 before I was here. I think the Arts and Cultural District Council, Bev Taylor, had gone to the council to talk about the possibility of putting something like this together. And then last year in 2022, went to the council and asked for funds to start the program. And so that's how this started. And then there was a committee formed of city staff and artists and Tom and Bev Taylor and Flo Trujillo of the Arts Council,
right,
to sort of put the project together. So we came up with a vision, put together a call for artists, put it out on a platform. We selected a juror, you know, somebody with a lot of public art experience. We found somebody out of Santa Fe who was available and interested in doing that to jury, so the pieces would be professionally juried.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we had our selections and
it came together.
It came together.
Right. But it didn't. But again, kudos, I think, to the city and the city council who gave you some kind of seed money, I guess, to get the ball rolling. Right.
Yes. And, you know, hope these pieces all are for sale.
Right.
The city would handle that financial transaction and retain a 25% commission. And in a perfect world, I'm hoping the project could become sort of self-sustaining over time.
Right. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be very cool.
But the idea is that you have how many sculptures are installed?
We have nine.
Nine.
We had 10 artists submit. Most of them submitted more than one piece. And then we whittled it down. And then two of the pieces we selected ended up not being available, so we had to let those go this year. But so eight artists, and then we did offer our juror the opportunity to have a piece installed for sale. So that's the Hummingbird that's downtown.
Right, we'll see that in just a minute. Mm-hmm. That's true, but that's exciting. And so nine pieces, and the idea being that they will be on display for about a year?
For about 12 months.
Okay.
And then we'll do a de-installation and have another call out to do another round of submissions and installations.
Gotcha. So if I want to buy a piece of art that I see downtown, I have to wait to get it into my yard for a year.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Right? Okay. But then there'll be new. Then there'll be new art for the next time.
Yep. Hopefully every 12 months there'll be a rotating exhibit.
Gotcha. And so when the call goes out, is there any kind of a theme or anything else that when you asked, you said that, I know we were talking before it came on the air this morning, and you just made it eligible for artists from the Four Corners region, right?
Right. The Four Corners regions, the four states, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona. And we didn't put limitations on size or theme so much as we used larger criteria, you know, quality, artistic excellence, timelessness, compatibility with the downtown.
Okay.
You know, able to withstand the elements. And then within that, we just wanted to see what kinds of submissions we would get.
Sure. Well, and I guess it was up to the juror, right, to
and
go through all
the
entries
those,
to select then which pieces he thought would fit well downtown and look well and was big enough to show what they wanted to show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be public art is kind of the thing. So we've got some pictures of these pieces that I wanted to share with the audiences because they're all very different. I don't think there's one that looks like any other one.
No, we got a nice variety.
Yeah. And I want to ask you a bit about each one as we go through it, if you don't mind. And so here's the first one. And this is maybe the most recent one that was installed, right?
That's actually coming June 29th.
Oh, okay. It's not there yet.
That's the last one. And that is a bronze family of four. We're excited about that. And the stone for that is actually in place. We're just waiting for the artist to drop it off.
Okay. Nice. And so that will be installed at whereabouts on Main Street, do you know?
It's going at 201 West Main.
Okay.
And then there's a stone on that paver apron on the corner.
Right.
For it.
Very good. And of course, this comes after the big major renovations in downtown to Main Street and the wider sidewalks and the planters and
the
everything else that's
project.
There. That's right. And so this is a nice kind of cap to that project, I would say.
It is. It's a nice addition.
Yeah. So here's one. Here's another one coming up. This one got a lot of attention, I think, when it went up and still does.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's called Chat. It's by an artist named Shohini Ghosh. That's also a bronze. Yeah, it's really lovely.
And we can see it right there downtown, middle of downtown right there. There's TJ's Diner in the background.
There it is.
A little shout out to TJ's. But that's right about Main and Orchard, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
close.
It's
up on that platform.
Yeah, right. So there's that one. Okay. And this one.
It's called Object for No One. And that's down in front of Wall Art, or just to the side of Wall Art.
Mm-hmm.
And that is by a, where is he from?
Putting you on the spot.
Where he's from. Yeah. Santa Fe. Yeah. Not
okay.
Santa Fe, Colorado. But yeah, that one went in. That was the first one installed.
Okay.
It was a pretty straightforward installation.
Right.
And he was here for that. So that was great.
And that was part of the criteria, I guess, too, is that these pieces all had to have bases or whatever compatibility to be able to get bolted into place mm-hmm. here, right?
Yes. And we went with natural stone bases, which we got from the Great Western Stone Company. It used to be Lily White's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. Those are all regionally sourced stones.
Nice. And those will stay. And
those we will keep
next
and,
year,
and be able to use again.
The new pieces will be bolted into that same. I say bolted. I don't know if that's how they do
no,
it.
No, they are bolted.
But that's how
yes.
it works. So they'll just be on those same bases.
We'll hopefully reuse the bases and then probably have to get others depending on what we get and what they require. But ideally, we're building up an inventory.
Right. Got it. So there's that one. Okay. Moving along, here's another sculpture.
Farmer. That's called Farmer. That's another bronze. And that is actually the artist's older brother.
Oh, nice.
In that piece. So yeah, it's lovely.
Got it. Okay.
And that's near Hart Gallery.
Right. Very cool. All right. How about the horny toad?
Yes. That name, his name is Sun Lion. And his, the artist lives in Tucumcari. Quite accomplished. And that piece, if you look at it, all those little scales were done by hand and then put on individually.
Oh, wow.
Once the piece was put together. So that's a very detailed piece, but it looks really great there in the planter. And that's in front of Artifacts.
I think he gets a lot of attention from people walking by.
Yes.
And maybe not sure if he's real or not. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Do a double take. Yeah.
He looks good in the planter there.
He really does. That's true. All right. Very good. This is one of my favorites. This is near Artifacts, I think, too, right?
Yes,
at Main and Wall Street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is the the juror for our project did that piece. It's a kinetic piece, so it'll spin with the wind. 16 feet tall.
Yeah, it's big.
It's very tall, and it's a very happy piece, I think.
It
really stands out down there.
It really does. Really does. Very cool. And radio audience, I have to say, if you're listening on the radio and can't see the photos we're talking about, you're missing out. So I encourage you to go to Facebook or YouTube afterwards or now and watch the video so you can actually see the pieces that we're talking about and describing on the air. This one?
That's called Strength of the Sky. And that came from Tucson, Arizona. It's pieces of found objects.
Okay.
Put it together because the base of it is a radiator.
Right.
So
I thought I recognized different bits, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Found object assemblage, I think it's called. But yeah, very strong piece. It's about 10 feet tall.
Some might call it recycled art, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Upscaled recycled art.
Yeah. Yep. Right. There you go. Okay. And this one's kind of hard to see with the tree behind it, but it's kind of a metal, two metal sculptures,
yes.
kind of, right?
Yep, that's Fort Steele, and that is by an artist named Jack Bordnick out of Santa Fe. And he does a lot of those figures. It's called Wired.
Nice.
But it is kind of hard to see.
Well, that's why you have to go down
background.
And look at it in person.
You have to go look at it in person.
And this one we can tell is right in front of Dusty Attic.
Yes.
So right there, another side of the Main and Orchard intersection downtown. And then this one?
This is a fun story. This is called Urban Copse, C-O-P-S-E. This was done by a local artist here in Farmington, a new artist, Robin Price. He's a retired science teacher, and started working in sculpture. And Tom and Bev Taylor encouraged him to apply and submit, and he did and was chosen. So this is kind of a fun, it's a fun story.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. A lot of folks, I think, would know the name Robin Price and all that. So nice connection. And just he was part of the pool like everybody else, and the juror selected his piece.
Yes.
Nice. Very cool. And I guess the word then for other artists or aspiring artists would be, since you say you're going to be doing another call for artists again for this project, which will continue every year, is if you have some ideas, maybe put some stuff together and enter it and see how it goes.
Yeah. It can't hurt, and it's just fun. That's a fun story. I think if we get somebody up and running here that wasn't previously getting publicity, so that's fun.
Right. No, very true. And again, to go down, the pictures don't really. I mean, they show the art, but it really doesn't do it justice. I think unless you're down taking it in person.
It was really designed to be a pedestrian experience.
Right. And so with all the other events that are going on in downtown, the art walks, of course, just wandering Main Street anytime. But that's how you can really experience what we're talking about.
Right.
And the idea is that there's pieces of art on every block.
Almost not every quite block. Yet, because okay. We don't quite have enough, but it's right. Coming. I mean,
your
over
goal.
Time.
Is that your goal?
The goal. Well, the goal is just to have a steady and have it build up over time and hopefully get some permanent installations over time as pieces get purchased. So. Mm-hmm.
And so that sounds like the city might buy a couple or
two. The city can buy some, private
businesses. I guess
some.
Could buy it.
Businesses
put it for another
buy.
Shop, right?
Yes.
It's open to everybody.
Open to everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And if you want to, if you're interested in purchasing a piece, you purchase through the museum.
That's how they do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So make them an offer, or they know the price.
They know the price.
There you go. That's true. Okay. It's probably non-negotiable.
Probably not negotiable.
Yeah,
no.
Sorry. Okay. There you are. Very cool. But this really, I think, and we talked about this before we came on the air this morning too, kind of raises downtown, raises the city to another level, I think, to offer public art and in public places and things like that. I mean, whenever we go traveling to major cities, they all have public art that's celebrated all over the place, Chicago and New York and all these bigger cities. And so I think it really reflects positively on Farmington. And what's been the reactions that you've heard from folks who've seen it?
I've had a lot of most all positive reactions. And I think it does. It gives us another piece to let the world know that, you know, public art is now part of the arts and cultural district here in downtown Farmington. And it is an upgrade. I mean, it's a nice addition to the downtown after the complete streets project.
Right. And I know in talking with the Taylors and other artists, both downtown and elsewhere, I mean, again, to highlight the fact that we are a destination for art. We have a lot of talented people that live in our communities and provide art in places, in their studios, in their galleries and things like that. Does that kind of also add into this conversation?
It does. And there is a tremendous amount of talent, not only in this area, but in the region. And we also sit at the intersection of so many different cultures and history that it's incredible what's available here.
Right. A lot of talent.
A lot of talent.
And I think maybe some of our tourists and visitors are somewhat surprised, pleasantly surprised, when they come and they see, we were talking too about the theater offerings that we're now having and the art and the public art.
And the San Juan Symphony.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot here. This is a very culturally rich area.
And people maybe are surprised at that if they're not familiar with what's going on here.
I think so. But we really are lucky here.
Right. You mentioned this new arts and cultural district, and that is relatively new, isn't
it? It's relatively new. I think it actually got started in 2018, and then probably not so much during COVID. But Farmington does have an arts and cultural district, and you know, this is one aspect of it, is to bring more arts and arts visibility. The Arts Council also brings a lot. They do the Makers Market and the Art Walks downtown.
Right.
So we're just looking to raise the cultural profile here. Because we do, you know, we just have so much to offer people.
Right. A big shout out to all those groups that are helping to make these things happen, because they don't just happen. They need some volunteers and coordination and things like that. And so you work with these other groups too.
A lot of volunteers. The Arts Council uses a lot of volunteers. The Makers Market happens every Thursday downtown at the Orchard Park. Yeah.
Very true.
It gives all the local artists an opportunity to show their projects. So
right. Exactly. Another downtown event that I know that's happening on Fridays are the concerts are back for the summer.
TGIF is back 11 to 1 at Orchard Park every Friday. And that's with that's a collaboration with Parks, Rec, and Cultural Affairs downtown. And Three Rivers Pizzeria is providing pizza.
Okay. Nice. And it's a nice event. You can go and enjoy some music and
really
some pizza.
Fun,
you can bring your own lunch
event.
If you want, right?
Yep. You can bring your own lunch. Or you can, you know, buy slices of pizza, but it really is a fun event.
Right. And there's extra tables and chairs and awnings that are set up for that event.
And a big tent you can sit under for shade, yep.
Right. So that's another great event and part of another attraction for downtown. Other things that are going on, we mentioned the art walks and the Makers Market, which are Arts Council events and mm-hmm. things like that, but those certainly help the whole downtown core.
Yes.
But other things, too, that you want to share a little bit about what's happening?
Let's see. We just had the Spring Art Walk was
right.
June 2nd. So we'll do another one October 7th.
Okay.
Those are quarterly.
Right.
And
that's part of the big fall Apple Fest and Chili in October.
Southwest Apple Fest, yes.
Chili
and
event.
Chili. And then the Chamber of Commerce is Chili Fest.
Right.
It's also the Road Apple Rally weekend.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on that weekend.
Right.
And that is actually that Southwest Apple Fest is the annual event for the Arts and Cultural District. So we're working in a lot about the agricultural history that existed before oil and gas this year,
mm-hmm.
which was new information for me. I didn't realize that I didn't have an understanding of the agricultural piece of history. So that'll be fun. The museum's going to be having some special programming and sharing information about the, you know, original apple
right.
industry that was here. And then the Road Apple Rally this year, we have a new outdoor rec coordinator, is going to have a Friday evening event at the Civic Center as well. So that there'll be a lot of downtown activity that
nice.
Weekend.
Okay.
But other events going on, we also have Freedom Days coming up. First
right.
of July is the Ice Cream Social at E3.
The Children's Museum
there
on North
Museum.
Orchard.
Mm-hmm. And then July 3rd is the City of Farmington Fireworks. And then July 4th, there is no parade this year. But the city is offering a free concert on the plaza at the Civic Center.
Right.
And that's Colin Ray.
Yeah. I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be pretty good, too.
It should be good.
And
so,
I think there's a jazz event on the 1st.
Yes, there is.
At the
is.
Civic Center lawn, too, right?
From
jazz Fest?
2 till 9 at the Civic Center. It's Delbert Anderson's Jazz Festival.
So. Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on 4th of July weekend, if you think of it 1st to the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening as well. So a lot of things are going on. No wonder you're busy. But that's okay.
Lots going
and
on.
And it'll be here before we know it.
Yes.
Just
right around
a,
the corner.
In a couple of weeks, that's for sure. But what with the art project, the Art in the Heart, what do you hope to see? What are your hopes for this project? To do see art on every block?
I would like to see that. I would like to see, you know, the historic downtown district really be where new art gets exhibited every year and over time, you know, to see pieces and permanent installations sort of spread throughout the, you know, the side streets and maybe down into the MRA district and, you know, just throughout the area.
So it could spread to Broadway and other places and,
mm-hmm.
and things like
Broadway
that.
Broadway and Pinion and maybe down to the riverfront. That would be fun to have some riverfront pieces.
Right.
But we'll see. These projects, this is our first year, but, you know, to see it fully, I don't know how many years down the road that might be.
Right.
It
may take a little bit.
When you deal with cities, it's sometimes well into the future before you would see the
right.
full realization. But at least we got a start. And we got some great pieces, and I hope people, you know, enjoy it.
Sure. Again, and I think, again, not every city does this. And so kudos to the city council, for giving you a little bit of seed money to get things rolling and, you know, having someone in your position to do that and to reach out to get a juror who can maybe look at some of these entries and pick a nice variety that folks can look at and say, well, I don't like that one, but I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what art is. It's really subjective,
right.
and you don't have to like everything,
right.
but maybe you'll find something that you just fall in love with.
Yeah, or makes you think about something a little differently, or gives you an idea to go do something on your own. I, you know, it's great to see downtown,
right?
You know, flourish this way.
I agree. Well, and to add it to, again, the already full crown of Farmington and one more jewel in that crown of things that we can offer to people, from outdoor recreation, as we were talking before, to theater, mm-hmm. to the symphony, to downtown art, to public art, and all the artists that certainly live and thrive here as well. It's a great reflection on our community.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Great to see.
It is fun.
Wonderful. Well, Karen, thank you for coming in this morning. I really appreciate you being here and for your efforts to bring art to all of us along Main Street. And I can't wait to see what comes next.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. That's Karen Lupton. She is my guest this morning. She is the Farmington Downtown Coordinator right here with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.